Canal building was hard work, and the canal company hired hundreds of navvies, or navigators as they were originally called, to dig the canal by hand. They were a tough lot, known for their physical strength and for their drinking. Many alehouses, pubs and other drinking establishments sprang up alongside the canals to serve the navvies, brewers and boatmen with stopping places where they could quench their thirst, and sometimes much more. Join us at a canal-side tavern where two brewery workers are having an arm wrestling competition.
Come on, George, you can take him.
My money's on Ted. Look at the size of his arms.
He gets that from lifting plates.
You want to watch what you're saying? Ted's one of the best maltsters in Bath. That's how he gets his muscles. If he hears you, he might show you just how strong he is.
It can't be that difficult turning barley over. Anyway, I ain't scared of him.
Yes, well, neither am I. But I'd still rather be his mate than not. You ought to try doing his job. They reckon those workers turn tons of barley over every day, all by hand.
Ah, well, fair enough. I'll give him his due. Come on, Ted, get his arm down.
Well done, Ted, but I'll get you back next time.
We'll have to see about that, Georgie boy. Lifting pints indeed. Good honest work, more like. Not that you know much about that, mate. Oh, phew, that's made me thirsty. Come on, George, you're buying.
Well, only if I can win one back. I always like to try the beer, just to make sure they've looked after our barley. We spent all day looking after it down at Baird's, eh?
And I like drinking it down the pub. Oh, 2 pints of porter, please, Charlie. You've got 2 thirsty blokes here.
Oh, coming right up. Got to look after you too, haven't I?
How do you work that one out, then?
Oh, simple. No barley, no beer. No beer, no customers. No customers, no money.
Absolutely right, Charlie, my good friend. It's down to our working hard all day in the maltings, turning the barley over and over, making sure it's just right to make the beer.
That's right. If it wasn't for blokes like us, then you wouldn't have a business.
Neither would any of the other pubs round here. In fact, we work blooming hard to keep the thirsts of Bath satisfied.
So by right, we should have these on the house. By way of a thank you, if you don't mind.
That's right. In recognition of Ted and George's services to the pubs of Bath, we award you 2 pints of the very best.
And God save the Queen!
Go on, get out of here, you two. If I gave free beer to everyone that works at the maltings, I wouldn't have none left for anybody else.
Just joking, Charlie. Now then, Ted, how about a return match?
Let me have a sup of beer first, and I'll be right with you. Are you sure you're ready to be beat again?
We'll just have to see, won't we?